Welcome to Apurva 119 official podcast. I am Apurva Bhattacharji, your host, a certified public speaker, content creator, and graphic designer. Think of me as your new opinion leader who will help you to grow and develop mentally and professionally. Hello dear audience, in today's episode I will take the opportunity to speak about a crucial topic. Why are there no impactful leaders in Bangladesh? And the answer is the mindset. Our young generation don't think about working for themselves. They don't want to take a risk. They would rather take jobs such as government clerk. Why do you think there are no influential entrepreneurs such as Warren Buffett or Steve Jobs in Bangladesh? What can be the reason? Because unfortunately, people in this era look for a secure job, a stable career. However, they don't realize the consequence of it, which is becoming a government slave. Have you ever thought that instead of working as an employee in another company, if you have used your qualifications, skills to create a business of your own, where could you have stand today? Staying in others' business is okay, but learning business is important. Purchasing a job question bank is good, but purchasing a self-development book is best. It would not only benefit you, but can bring development to your country. Sadly, we don't see the hunger in people to learn anymore. All they want is to earn money to maintain their lifestyle. Therefore, there are no characteristics of leadership in them. Well, we cannot actually blame this generation for such an atrocious mindset. It's the society, it's the family we live in that is actually responsible for. That's what we can address as poor dad. There is a famous book named Rich Dad Poor Dad written by Robert Kiyosaki. The concept of it was there were two fathers, one of them was rich. On the other hand, the other dad was poor. The poor dad recommended his child to study hard so that the child could find a good company to work for. However, the rich dad advised him to study hard so that he could purchase a good company. The difference in both of the father's mindset was one suggested his son to work for a corporation, whereas the other dad encouraged him to own the corporation. Both life paths required education, but the aim were completely different. The poor dad taught his son to be a smart person. On the other hand, the rich dad encouraged him to be able to hire a smart person. Remember, the subject of money is taught at home, not in school. In Bangladesh, the youth focuses more on writing an impressive resume so that he can find a good job. Whereas in well-developed countries such as USA, youth focuses more on writing a strong business or financial plan so he can create a job. The harsh reality is people work for money, but not to learn or develop their skills, which creates inefficient workers and finally unemployment. BCS. This is not just a degree or qualification, it's a dream. Like Aladdin's lamp. But behind this BCS is a huge dark side. Let me share a statistics. In 14th BCS, the number of applicants were 410,963 candidates. But after 3 steps, only 1,963 candidates got the chance. The success rate was 0.5%. Whereas the success rate of NASA is 5% and Harvard University is 4%. That means getting chance in NASA or Harvard is easier than BCS. But BCS or government job is not the main culprit. The real problem is the process. The process of preparation. You spent 6 to 7 years to get this job. The requirement to prepare for this job is studying subjects such as Bengali, history, English literature, which has no prominent effect on real life. Even there is no use of such subjects in any other jobs except BCS or government job. Moreover, if you don't get the BCS or government job, the knowledge will be of no use. This will be just nothing. However, if you try to develop your skills by utilizing 6 months or 1 year or 2 years, this will be your investment. Work for government is not bad, but there has a certain growth. In some cases, there has no growth. You need to do the same job in your desk for 30 to 40 years, which doesn't make any sense. It destroys your creativity, your potentials to move forward. On the other hand, if you develop your leadership skills, if you develop your communication process, computer skill, it will help you to be a king, to lead an industry. Where India lands first in southern polar region by Chandrayaan 3, Bangladeshi youth just memorizing this. When you just memorizing the capital city of Sri Lanka, at the same time, a person from Sri Lanka earn money from Bangladesh by utilizing his or her skills. Because most of the Bangladeshi industry are filled with Indian and Sri Lankan employee. According to chairman of Pran RFL Group, they don't get any skillful Bangladeshi people. I'm very proud of those who are trying to get out of the rat race and think out of the box by developing themselves. Those who are beyond the normal youth. But this is very exceptional, and exceptional cannot be an example, cannot be the real scenario. So I want to change the poor mindset of young generation so that Bangladesh can give birth to impactful leaders. That's all for today's episode. Hope I can portray the biggest curse of Bangladesh.